Julius Eastman was an African-American composer, pianist, vocalist, and dancer of minimalist tendencies. His music was among the first to combine minimalist processes with elements of pop music, and he often gave his pieces titles of provocative political intent, such as Evil Nigger and Gay Gorilla. Eastman grew up in Ithaca, New York, where he began studying piano at age 14 and made rapid progress. He began college at Ithaca College and transferred to the Curtis Institute of Music, where he studied piano with Mieczysław Hrzaski and composition with Constant Vauclain, and switched majors from piano to composition. He made his debut as a pianist in 1966 at Town Hall in New York City. He was also possessed of a rich, deep, and extremely flexible singing voice. The latter became famous owing to his 1973 Nonesuch recording of Eight Songs for a Mad King by British composer Peter Maxwell Davies. Eastman's talents brought him to the attention of composer-conductor Lucas Foss, who conducted his music with the Brooklyn Philharmonic. Eastman's music was often written according to what he considered an organic principle, by which each new section of a work contained all the information from previous sections, though sometimes the information is taken out at a gradual and logical rate, said Eastman. The principle is most evident in his three works for pianos, Evil Nigger, Crazy Nigger, and Gay Gorilla, all from 1979. The last of these appropriates Martin Luther King's hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, as a gay manifesto. Eastman's Stay On It from 1973 was an influential post-minimalist piece that incorporated pop music influences.
In 1970, Eastman joined the Center for the Creative and Performing Arts at SNUI Buffalo, where he met Czech-born composer, conductor, and flutist Peter Kotick. Eastman and Kotick performed together exclusively in the early to mid-1970s. Eastman was a founding member of SEM Ensemble. From 1971, he performed and toured with the group and composed numerous works for it. Many of the earliest performances of Eastman's works were given by the Creative Associates Ensemble of the University of Buffalo, of which he was a member from 1968. At 1980, piece for Eastman's voice and cello ensemble, The Holy Presence of Joan d'Arc, was performed at The Kitchen in New York City, and in 1986, choreographer Melissa Fenley used his work Throughway for a dance, Geologic Moments, at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Also a vocalist, he recorded with Meredith Monk's ensemble for her influential album, Dolmen Music, in 1981. Despondent about what he saw as a depth of professorial possibilities worthy of him, Eastman grew increasingly dependent on alcohol and crack cocaine after 1983, and let his life fall apart. He had taught theory at the University of Buffalo, but not very successfully, and a promised job at Cornell University failed to materialize. At one point, he was evicted from his apartment, his belongings, including his scores, confiscated by the sheriff, and he was forced to live in Tompkins Square Park. Despite a temporary attempt at a comeback, he died alone in Millard Fillmore Hospital in Buffalo of cardiac arrest. So far had he descended from the public eye that no public notice was given to his death, until an obituary in the Village Voice by Kyle Gann on January 22, 1991, 8 months after he died. Eastman's notational methods were loose and open to interpretation, and consequently revival of his music has been a difficult task, dependent on people who worked with him. His notable known works include Tripod, recorded in the 1960s for unspecified instruments, and Piano Pieces 1 through 3, recorded in 1968 for solo piano. His Throughway was recorded in 1970 for chorus, plus unspecified instruments. The Moon's Silent Modulation, recorded in 1970 for dancers, vocalists, and chamber ensemble, preceded his 1971 works, Michael and Comp 1, for solo flute, voices, and electronics. His later works, noted earlier, Evil Nigger, Gay Gorilla, and Crazy Nigger, were recorded through 1979 to 1980, all for four pianos. His last known work was Piano 2, recorded in 1968 for his solo piano.